Good morning. We're continuing. Chayadam Chachav Aleph. We learned Simon Yotes, which talked about the issue of saying Shema Shema. And we spoke about another example of this is the piyut of Anu Laka and Inu Laka. Another place where this halacha comes up, which is very relevant, is the question of saying Amen twice. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Samach Aleph, in conjunction with saying the halacha that a person does not say Shema Shema, Shulchan Aruch also says in Siman Samach Aleph that a person cannot say Amen, Amen, because it looks like he's saying Amen to two different Rishuyos Chas V'Sholem. So we have the same problem. The Ramah points out in Siman Samach Aleph, in the same way there's a problem with saying Shema Shema, that some say that a person should be careful not to say two times Amen, because it also looks like Shtei Rishuyos, and the Ramah presents this as that is the minhag, at least for Ashkenazim. The Mishnah Berurah brings that the Magen Avraham is Mekel, but other Achrayim are Machriya afterwards, and accept this Ramah lahalacha that a person should not say Amen, Amen. Now, if a person says Amen ve'Amen, so that's mutter, like we say in Tillim in multiple places, Amen v'Amen, Baruch Hashem l'Olam, Amen v'Amen. The Prima Gadim says the following thought. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Prima Gadim says the following thought, that sometimes a bracha has two ideas in it. That one bracha is, say, a bracha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and Chazor Sashatz, so we ask for refuah. And then we say Baruch Atah Hashem Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael. So when we say Amen, we're supposed to have two thoughts in mind. One thought is, I believe that it is true that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the one who is Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael. And number two, Amen, that it should be true that Hashem should heal, as we requested, that Hashem should heal the Chalim of Klal Yisrael. So one is a Bakasha and one is a Bracha. And we're saying Amen on the Bakasha and Amen on the Bracha. So the Prima Gadim is Mechadish that if a person in that situation wants to say Amen twice, he could, because he's saying Amen really on two thoughts. Now really, what we do is we say Amen once and have both thoughts in mind. We pointed out when the person says Amen, the person is supposed to have in mind what he's saying Amen to. I believe that this is true. I have to know what I'm responding to. And I have to have that thought that I believe it's true. Otherwise, without that kavanah, it can be considered possibly an Amen Yosoma, an Amen which stands by itself. It's not connected to anything. They say Amen, I believe it's true. I don't know what, but I believe it's true. That's not Amen. Amen has to be connected to something. I believe it's true that Hashem is the Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael. So I have to hear the bracha and think as I'm saying the Amen that I believe it's true what I just answered to, what the Chazan just said. So I have that thought that Barsham is Rofei Chalei Amo Yisrael. I also have another thought that Hashem should heal. I asked Hashem should heal. Amen, the Chazan said that Hashem should please heal the Chalim of Klal Yisrael. And I say Amen to that Bakasha that I also request that Kadosh Baruch Hu should heal the Chalim of Klal Yisrael. So the Prima Gadim says in that situation, a person can say Amen, Amen. Mishnah Berurah continues and says, in a situation where I hear two brachas at the same time, so I can say Amen, Amen. So two people are next to me saying a bracha. Let's assume we're talking about two different brachas. I'm sitting by the meal, and one person on one side of me says Shakol Niyabit Baro. The person on the other side of me says Berei Pri Ho'etz. So I over there in that situation, I say Amen, Amen, Amen to this person's bracha, and Amen to that person's bracha. It's not a problem with Shtei Rishuyos. But the Mishnah Berurah says it would be preferable in that situation to say Amen, the Amen, with a Vav in between, not to get involved in this Shaila. A person is listening to Kaddish, and there are multiple people saying Kaddish. So if they're synchronizing, I say one Amen for everybody. If they're not synchronizing, so I answer one Amen for the person who finishes earlier, and another main for the person who finishes later. Assuming that the gap is the time it takes, called Teich the Dibur, which is about 1 1/3 seconds, about 4 words worth. So I can, in that situation, I want to answer one main, but if it's independently, I'm going to answer a main, and it does not look like I'm saying a main twice, because each one is in a main to a different person saying the Kaddish. If they're synchronizing, I can answer one in a main, because they're all saying the same thing, as opposed to the scenario of the Prima Gadolim, where it was talking about two different brachas, and that you would answer a main veil main. So whoever person wants to really stress this idea of a main, for sure a person should be at least be careful to say a main veil main, and then it will not be over this Rambam that says that it's also for a person to say a main or main. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will start the next klal, klal Chav Beis, and have a good day.